Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
I'm Ed Burns with SearchHealthIT.com. I'm here today with Jeff Brown, Chief Information Officer at Lawrence General Hospital. He contributed to a report published recently by the Institute for Health Technology Transformation titled Analytics, the Nervous System of an IT-Enabled Healthcare. Thanks for being with us, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
One of the overarching themes of the report that I noticed was that analytics is going to play a pretty central role in the transition to accountable care. And so I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about where analytics fits in with accountable care models.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of leading population health analytic experts would agree that accountable care and the notions of cost and quality, care delivery and coordination, and kind of this concept of value-based payment, really analytics is not only a key component, but I would say the key ingredient in order to really get at all spectrums of those equations. And so having in many ways a robust analytic integrated platform is going to be a key driver for success in that model.
Another thing that I noticed in the report was that it draws a line of distinction between business intelligent analytic systems and clinical intelligence. And from what I understand, it seems like most hospitals and health systems, their business intelligence systems are much farther ahead than their clinical intelligence systems. Yet when we hear people talking about, you know, the important role that analytics is going to play in the future of healthcare, it seems like they're more talking about clinical intelligence. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how a hospital can get their clinical intelligence systems to catch up to their business side.
Yeah, so I think you're correct. And I think the history of the business intelligence really comes from more of a robust and I would say a longer lineage and history of financial systems integration around expense management, capital management. You can also throw in there a lot more history around process management, again, integrated through revenue cycle systems, things that have been around for a long time. I think the challenge that most healthcare organizations are going to face is, in my opinion, we've, in many states and many areas, we've kind of reached over this critical hump in terms of getting robust EMR systems in place. Unfortunately, with the rapid adoption and implementation of EMR systems, a lot of that data is unstructured. And so this creates a whole new challenge, and I think in many ways unexpected. And so I think the key to get at robust clinical intelligence and getting it to that same level of business intelligence is going to require a lot of system optimization and I think a lot of partnering with current EMR vendors.
And what about the challenge of getting a data center set up and running? I mean, as I understand it, that's where the analytics actually happens and, you know, where the data is stored for those purposes. But for a hospital that hasn't done that yet, it seems like it would be a pretty major challenge to get that all up and running. But so how can a hospital get started with that process? Is it something that they need to partner with an outside vendor for, or is it something that their own IT department can handle? How do you tackle that challenge?
There's no doubt kind of the nirvana state is to have this classic clinical data repository or central data warehouse, whatever nomenclature you want to use, where all your systems throughout, you know, financial, quality, your EMR, all this data is flowing into it in a single place where you can put on tools to basically normalize and data mine across all the disparate systems. I will say that that is a very large and expensive challenge. And so What I like to remind my own organization and organizations who are like us, and even large ones at that matter, there are actually many things that you can do in absence of a central data warehouse. And so, for example, many new and leading EMR systems do have a central data warehouse. And so if you have the right right resources in place, and you have the right, strategic alignment, shared vision, leadership, governance model, and structure around what are the types of data that you want to get at in order to improve clinical processes and quality and really start to manage your population. I like to say there's opportunities awaiting within your current systems. You have to just be very creative, and you have to find the right resources and talent to start data mining and really begin to get at the data that's most likely at your fingertips now. You just haven't realized it.
Earlier, you started talking about the challenges of unstructured data. And I know that from reading the report, this was one of the main themes in that document. And at one point, it even says, clinical data, to put it mildly, is full of holes, which I thought was interesting. So in order to support a really effective and really meaningful analytics initiative, how can a hospital start to fill in some of those holes in the data?
Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword. I think it's true. There's a lot of unstructured data that exists in current clinical systems. The flip side to that equation is I do think it presents a great opportunity. And so I think as organizations uncover this veil of unstructured data, I do think part of this is the natural adoption cycle, which is occurring within any electronic system. And so I think as time goes on, hospital organizations, clinicians combined with IT will actually make great strides in figuring out where their unstructured data is and turning that page over into making it structured. And once that happens, and I do believe that'll happen relatively quickly, again, that kind of opens the door for the marriage of both clinical business intelligence, leading to much more robust population health / analytic data mining exercises that can occur.
What about the challenge of identifying and stopping variations in care? I mean, I know that that's a pretty significant driver in what we're seeing as far as costs in healthcare right now. And the report talks about how some providers are looking through physicians' CPOE orders to find variations. And so I was just wondering if that sounded like an interesting approach to me. And so I was wondering if that's something that's common right now that you're seeing a lot, or if it's just a few hospitals out there who are trying something different, or what are hospitals doing to identify and stop variations in care?
Yeah, I think that's actually a very important strategic initiative that I think many leading hospitals are undertaking as we speak. And so I know internally here at Lawrence General that we've actually created governance and committee structures around that very type of targeted initiative, where we're looking internally in various departments across many different spectrums of care and disease states to see where are the variations and how can we make standards of care. And I think if you raise it up a level, it starts at the hospital, but when you talk about accountable care and population health, what becomes even more important is the transitions of care that occur after a patient leaves the hospital and goes into the community. And so that's where standardization of care in terms of transfers and handoffs and how to keep that patient local in the community and ensuring, the standard of care that one diabetic gets, is going to be the same standard of care that another diabetic gets. And so I think those initiatives are proliferating, throughout, I know Massachusetts, but frankly, probably throughout the country. And so that's going to be very important. And again, if we go back to, kind of the theme here of the importance of structured data, clinical data, business intelligence, marrying all that together with the ability to data mine, that becomes a very important ingredient in terms of really understanding variations in care and feeding that data up to the clinical experts to make better, you know, data-driven decisions around the processes and the type of care they're going to deliver.
And towards the end of the report, it starts to talk a little bit about the cultural changes that hospitals will have to deal with related to putting in place analytics systems. And I thought that that was an interesting discussion, because whenever I talk to people about implementing new technologies, whether it's an EHR system or an order entry system, they always say getting the technology right is the easy part, but getting people on board with it is what the real challenge is. And so I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you get physicians on board with the new analytics systems when they know that performance reports are going to be coming out of it, or efforts to standardize their care are going to come out of these initiatives. So how do you get people on board with that sort of thing?
Yeah, first of all, I absolutely agree. I think, you know, whether it's an EMR system, an analytic platform, any kind of technology that you're introducing to the clinical workforce, whether it be, you know, nurses, physicians, any clinical end user, you know, the IT tools, services, and technologies are there to really, in essence, service the end users and hopefully provide a platform to make their clinical workflow easier, more proficient, more effective. And in many ways, I think the same set of challenges occur, you know, what you experience with a classic EMR or an EHR adoption cycle, the same types of thing will occur with an analytic platform. And so I think that's where, again, leadership at an executive level and at a physician level are strong, strong support and leadership from an IT perspective, and really a willingness to lay out a roadmap and strategy where, frankly, you know, your first several months or even your first year is really getting the physician community aligned, educated, with a strong value proposition as to why this is not only important to the hospital, but more importantly to them. And so I think if you tackle it from a roadmap and strategy and adoption curve perspective, the odds of gaining physician alignment and buy-in are much stronger in the short and long term.
Well, it was definitely an interesting report. So thanks for taking the time to speak with us today and tell us a little bit more. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.